Like most Vietnam veterans, Bob Williams has never forgotten how he was treated after coming home.
Being shunned, what people were going through the airport, and people were like, why are people, avoiding me, got spit at.
Williams served in the Air Force during the war, and like many at an event this weekend meant to recognize the efforts of those who served, he proudly donned his jacket and hat, stating he was a Vietnam veteran.
It's a long time coming. It's better late than never. It's a good event. I'm finally getting what we deserve.
Thousands filled the hangar at the New Hampshire National Guard in Concord on Saturday for the ceremony. The legislature passed a bill last year establishing March 30th as Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. Governor Maggie Hassan read the proclamation and thanked the veterans for their service.
It pains me that our nation did not appreciate you enough decades ago.
Motorcycle engines roared, children waved American flags, and Vietnam veterans who had not seen each other for decades shared warm embraces. Major Greg Heilshorn of the National Guard said he was impressed by the turnout.
It's a credit to the state, and it's a great way to show long overdue respect for our Vietnam veterans.
Senators Kelly Ayotte and Jean Shaheen, as well as Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter, also spoke during the event. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.